Listening Library presents And I Darken by Kirsten White. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. 1. 1435. Sighișoara, Transylvania. Vlad Dracul's heavy brow descended like a storm when the doctor informed him that his wife had given birth to a girl. His other children, one from his first wife, now nearly full grown, and even a bastard child from his mistress born last year, had been boys. He had not thought his seed weak enough to produce a girl. He pushed through the door into the close, heavy air of the tiny bedroom. It stank of blood and fear and filled him with disgust. Their home in the fortified hill city of Sighișoara was a far cry from what he deserved. It sat next to the main gate, in the suffocating press of the square, beside an alley that reeked of human waste. His retainer of 10 men was merely ceremonial, rendering him a glorified placeholder. He might have been the military governor of Transylvania, but he was supposed to be the ruler of all Valahia. Perhaps that was why he had been cursed with a girl. Another insult to his honor. He was in the Order of the Dragon, sanctioned by the Pope himself. He should be the Vivode, the Warlord Prince. But his brother sat on the throne, while he was governor of Saxons squatting on his own country's land. Soon he would show them his honor on the end of a sword. Vasilisa lay on the bed, soaked in sweat and moaning in pain. Certainly the weakness that took root.